Hello again, and welcome to the August of 2019 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. I am your host, Marv Pikla, and this month we are going to complete our sharing and discussion of what I called my top 10 emerging leadership skill building areas. But as a reminder, remember in June we checked out the first three, and we talked about number one, the importance of strategic prioritization. Number two was partnerships unlimited. Number three, innovation as a policy. And of course, that's one of my favorite. And these first three are great skill building strategic areas, and you need to go back and maybe listen to them one more time. Then in July, we covered what I called nexting, preparing for the future, getting everybody to look forward. And number five was appreciation matters, and trying to set a tone that no matter what, showing appreciation to everybody that you work with and work for is critical. And number six was communication understandability. And all those are two gigantic words. I know you know what they mean. And if not, you check out the July podcast and you'll find that they're very future driving and intended to solidify your organization. So now we're ready for the final four. The final four emerging leadership skill building concepts. And although we need to make sure that we cover all four completely, we may go beyond our traditional 5 to 6 minute time limit, but we need to make sure we do a good job with all of these. Okay, so moving on. Number seven, what are your products? Whether you are in a leadership role in the public sector or private sector, it really doesn't matter. You must all the time be able to strongly tell everybody about your products, your services. What do you stand for? First, think about like this successful Shark Tank show and how the sharks always, always stress how important it is to be able to tell what is your product. What are you trying to sell? Can you easily and proudly state what product and service makes you special? And if the New York Times interviewed people leaving your business or organization, what would they say about the products they received or learned about? Would they brag about you? You know what I'm saying. Number eight is maximizing the board membership that are part of you. Not every business and public organization has a board of directors, but the majority do. So when you think about it, do the leaders contribute their maximum value to you from a support side? Do they maximize, you know, the kinds of information and sharing that they could give to improve you as a leader and your organization as a good, solid product? Think about it. You know, would your board members be able to understand, you know, what their return on investment is for being on your board? They need to know that. And do you do board member retention calls? Do you go out on their turf and find out what it is that makes them special? So then you can feel what they feel, and then they, as they come in, they give you that return investment. You got to think about it. Okay, number nine, niching or diversity. Now, I'm not saying in this strategic skill building area that you got to pick one or the other, but so often it is important to find your niche in the market. What is it? You know, and then, you know, do the best you can to make sure people recognize that you are the biggest and best in that area. And or at the same time, can you profess that you are a diverse organization, that you could be the go-to group that people are looking for help no matter what it is, whether it's consulting or advising or product development. It doesn't matter. If you are a diverse organization, you need to make sure that you spread that kind of information and that the products and services that you offer are diverse in nature, so people know that they can come to you for help. And number 10, bottom line, leadership is at all levels. What do I mean by that? I mean that your frontline staff, your middle management, the top level people, the finance people, the record keepers, the bill paying people, everybody is a leader every day, all the time. One of the things that I've learned over time is that people rotate the opportunity to be leaders in organizations. And when you have that shared, infused leadership opportunity among everybody, they all want to stand up and be counted. You can't lose. Okay? Creativity and innovation comes if they feel that leadership. The customers get a better product and walk away with more confidence if you have the whole group feel like leaders in their role within your organization. It's important, it's critical, and yes, it can be done. I hope that you take the time to go back and listen and share and discuss these top 10 strategic skill building emerging leader areas. I know they'll help. You will use them every day, and I know that down the road you will share them with others. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll talk more next month.